Good morning, MGTOW. Man. Year and a half back, I ran across this woman who was running around, you know, this is online, in some of the groups I sort of frequent or inhabit from time to time. And this woman was running around going, oh, my husband, my ex-partner, he's a fucking cunt, oh, he's a fucking misogynist and patriarch, and I'm a victim, oh, all the terrible things he did, you know. And she went and told thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of fucking people. And so I got a bit sick of listening to this fucking cunts and a crap. And, I've had a shave. Haircut a couple of days ago, shave this morning. Awesome. And I got a bit tired of this fucking woman's crap because, you know, out of 100% of what she was saying, she didn't say one thing about her part in the story. What was your part in all of this? And so I confronted her about that. I said, okay, according to you, this guy is the world's greatest cunt. Now, what was your part in all of this? And she's a fucking ding-a-ling. She's in a bloody... She's not the full sandwich, you know what I mean? And she's a pathological liar. And she knows how to lie, and she knows how to avoid being exposed for what she has done. And just yesterday, I ran into the evil ex. And the guy's a fucking retard. You know? I won't go into too much, but, you know, the guy's a fucking retard. I mean, there has to be something wrong with a guy who gets involved with a woman who is that much of a fuck up, you know? God. And it occurred to me, you know, if this chick is one of the world's worst fucking cunts, what's so wrong with you that you're involved with her, you know? I think it's either Robert Subby or Terry Gorski said, you know, if you're hooked up with the world's first-class loser, what's wrong with you that you are, you know? And I thought, do you know, like the laws of exponentiality, it's like it's not 2 + 2 + 2 + 2, it's 2 × 2 × 2 × 2, you know, it's, you know, it's like, you know, you study people and businesses and organisations and they just do one monumental, absolute fuck-up. And then you think, oh, fuck, I can't deal with this. This is just monumentally stupid. And then a couple of weeks or a couple of months later, they top it, you know? You know, it's like, how can they be so fucked in the head? You know, she ended up with someone wrapping their hands around her neck and strangling her. I'd go, I know why. I know why. She's fucking a fucking asshole. you know. And, you know, he's are you so fucking stupid you don't get it that she is a absolute fucking asshole? Yes. He doesn't. He's like a fucking child upstairs, you know what I mean? With a fucking asshole and an idiot. But yeah, so yeah, that's the thought. You know, men and women are like salt and pepper shaker sets, you know what I mean? They kinda go together. If she's a complete nutter fucking cunt, then so is he. He's a fucking cunt or an idiot or some other fucking bullshit variety of just fucked up human being. Because, you know, that their gears mesh, you know, that they interlock and they get on. I'm just overwhelmed. This stupid is beyond me.